This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Alex Jones, Ken Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About this 2 weeks ago when Obama was in town, and I talked about it again yesterday because a pretty big city in Washington State is saying they're not going to pay the $30,000+ per leg of Obama's fundraising trips up there. Well, now the headline at DrudgeReport.com, Hollywood horror, Obama motorcade traps pregnant woman in labor. Now, look, Obama could openly fund al-Qaeda and ISIS and IS, Islamic State, to run around and murder 300,000 Christians. Nobody cares. And Obama could shut down most of our power plants and double electricity prices. People don't care. And Obama can sign laws that bankrupt almost all U.S. businesses that aren't exempt from Obamacare, and the general public just can't really see it. But you keep a woman having a baby from being able to go to the hospital. Oh, my goodness, it's for the children. Just like they're using a bunch of teenagers as the face of the border being dissolved, the North American Union. Well, it's children. I mean, we've got to let millions more in. It's for the children. Well, wait, Obama and the motorcade, NBC News local, woman in labor, unable to cross street, to hospital because of Obama motorcade. And listen, here's the issue. When he came to Austin a few weeks ago, I was watching it when his motorcade began at like 7:45 in the morning. He was downtown. I was watching the live news feeds, had all the traffic cams tied into it, so they were showing it. And they shut down most of downtown, and then he drives down I-35, and they shut the thing down in North Austin, all the way to South Austin, for 2 hours. For close to 2 hours, like an hour and 45 minutes, because I was driving to work and watched the tail end at like 9:45, and this started before 8. And the last motorcycles were there, and they still had cops blocking entrance ramps, and I had to drive around it to get to work. So maybe it was more than 2 hours. I'm being conservative. That is crazy. That is crazy. I-35 is already from 7 in the morning till 9:30 in the morning, 2-mile-an-hour traffic on average. I mean, it's just a nightmare when you're downtown. As far north as Georgetown sometimes, it just snarls. Same thing in the afternoon, 3:30 to about 6:30, you just better avoid it. And it caused traffic shutdowns all over the place, cars overheating, things breaking down. And again, we've got all this other tyranny going on, but when people see scores of federal helicopters and police helicopters and everyone grandstanding for some nobody to go to Robert Rodriguez's house and collect, you know, $30,000 a plate donations, it's disgusting. We're sick of it. You already suck off of us. You got your red carpets, your Air Force One, all of it. People are tired of it. Chinese communist presidents don't act like this. Vladimir Putin doesn't act like this. He'll have about 5 cars on each end of them. They'll have different routes and maybe a helicopter above. Or he'll fly around by helicopter. Again, American presidents didn't used to act like this unless it was an inauguration or something. They did it as a big stunt. This started back in the days of Woodrow Wilson and people. They would have these trains would go through the countryside. And then the president would stop at train stations that were already like Grand Central Station full of people. And everybody would wave at him. And they would take shots for the newspapers. That was all Edward Bernays, the propagandist, saying, make them like theater stars. And later, make them like Hollywood stars. Listen, Obama isn't our Hollywood star. And I'm sick of him. And I don't like 2 hours of a highway shut down for him. And people are starting to get it and resonate. And it's stuff like this, sentimental, superficial stuff, that'll bring this scum down. I'm telling you, we're sick of an imperial president.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF-EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, it had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Streets. That's the tyranny of government. For every globalist, every scammer who is in the political system is given a free pass to engage in any type of activity they'd like. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, Worldwide Edition, the 24th day of July, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have several guests joining us on the broadcast today. Dr. Steve Pachinik will be popping in for 30 minutes to give us his take on the airliner shoot down, what's happening in Gaza, what's happening with ISIS and IS, as it's now known, in the Middle East, and a lot more. And then coming back for a second visit, he was on with us about 3 weeks ago, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, who heads up one of the departments at UC Davis, is an expert on government propaganda and sociology, psychology, advertising, saying that it is a premeditated plan to basically create a political underclass and implode the country into serfdom, opening up the borders. He's going to join us with the latest developments in the aftermath of him going public on this broadcast. So that is coming up today. I also want to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours of this Thursday edition and go through all of the different news stories. Now, continuing here, here is the story that I want to get to first, because it illustrates so many different angles that we're looking at. NBC News Local out of Southern California, woman in labor, unable to cross the street to hospital because of Obama motorcade, had to sit there for a long period of time, I guess, as her water poured out on the street, and it was the image of the police with the yellow tape. And coming up and getting in reporters and camera people's faces because their God was driving by. And it's just the idea that the entire road was shut down for a long period of time while His Imperial Highness drove by, going to different parts of Los Angeles, shutting down traffic for long periods of time while they were basically busy going around collecting money from members of the Hollywood elite. Now, again, there's a lot of huge news going on worldwide. Potential expansion of war with Russia, proxy wars, devaluing dollar, countries leaving the dollar, the BRICS agreements that they're now talking about Germany may join, huge border collapsing, depressionary spikes, so many issues. But this is the type of thing that can really get people thinking, why does this guy or any other president have red carpets? Why do they have Air Force One? Why do members of Congress have jets now, like Nancy Pelosi and others, and then the Speaker of the House, Boehner? Why do we have an imperial government that treats us like total garbage, that lives behind fences and have armed bodyguards? But then that same government is lobbying to disarm the American people in the poorest areas of this country. They are expanding the fleet of congressional jets. They've just spent another $550 million, according to the Wall Street Journal, to buy some new jets for themselves this year. And some of them are large type aircraft like Air Force One. And again, it's all part of them being the new elite, the Hollywoodization of the politicians. They've always said that politics is show business for ugly people. Well, it's worse than that. You have the merger of Hollywood and entertainment with the imperial presidency, and that's been going on in the last 20 years really bad. It goes back to Jack Kennedy, so you say 40, 50 years, but it's been accelerating the last 20 years or so to the point now where you see Obama in movies. Almost every movie I go see now, Obama's in it. If it's a cop movie or an adventure movie or a sci-fi movie, there's Obama in it, shooting fake newscasts for the film. I mean, just a few years ago, remember Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't be in movies because of the law in California? That you can't make money off films and things when you're part of the State Film Initiative program? If you study the old Soviet Union, and the Nazis, for that matter, Hitler was obsessed with controlling German Hollywood and making the stars come and have sex with him if they wanted to keep being in the films. And Joseph Goebbels and what they wanted inserted, and J. Edgar Hoover trying to control Hollywood and television and cop shows, and the Pentagon involved manipulating it. This has been going on for a long time. But what it's about is your local mayor going and voting to spend hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to pay for Ecclestone to have his Formula One track paid for and be given tax exemption so the mayor can go and be in the box each time and fly around on helicopters with the Formula One owners and rub shoulders with Hollywood people that are all paid to basically come to the event so they can control the local government. It's all a big vanity fair, all a bunch of narcissistic, mentally ill people. I mean, we've all seen the mothers that will put their children in these beauty pageants or in these dancing classes so they'll go perform. And it's not about the kids being in a beauty pageant or a talent show or being models. It's about the moms putting on 20 layers of makeup and lipstick and going and imagining narcissistically that they're these big stars. Because Hollywood and television has created the illusion that you aren't anybody if you're not in show business. And so many people that are anchormen and women, so many newscasters, so many media people only get in to the media because they want to be stars. And I've been inside of this now for 20 years and I've seen it. I've seen it in the Liberty Movement where I would say it's got to be 80%. Of the people that get involved in it to be radio hosts or to make films are doing it to be big stars themselves and are violently jealous of anyone and everyone else in the movement and can work with no one because they're constantly trying to undermine everybody else because they're so narcissistic and so mentally ill. And then they will accuse you of undermining them while all they do in truth, when you know the inside baseball, is undermine others. Again, it's a manifestation of that. I got involved in media because they were trying to ban guns and private sale of guns and junior, you know, shooting groups under the age of 18 and because they were taking farmers and ranchers' land without just compensation and giving it to environmental mafia front groups for development. I got involved because my grandfather was told to clean out the city creek behind his house even though it wasn't his property. They started giving him $2,000 a day fines. And I had to go prove in court and the rest of it that it was a fraud. I got involved because I don't like being pushed around. I got involved because I was so disgusted by the political class and the wannabe media class and all the people trying to act like they've arrived and act like they're somebody and act like they know everything when the average person in media is a mentally ill, scared narcissist who is living in a poser fantasy land. And that goes for mainstream media, dinosaur media, alternative media, new media, you name it. The mark of real media is that you promote stories and ideas and culture and information that's positive and truthful. And you work with others who have that same goal in mind because that's the big brass ring. That's the goal. Don't let them confiscate the guns. Don't let them implode the borders. Don't let them take all the private property. Don't let George Soros and Warren Buffett lobby for higher taxes on middle class when they're almost completely tax exempt and help write the laws to make themselves exempt. Expose the fraud. Don't let them shut off our power plants. Don't let them ship our jobs overseas. Shop at the farmer's market. Stand up for the Amish being SWAT team for selling cheese to their neighbors. Stand up for the mother having her two children taken with no due process for CPS because they want to sell them into the adoption market. Stand up against the Christians and Muslim minorities being slaughtered by ISIS. Who's going to stand up for them? Having empathy for other people, realizing that if you don't have empathy for the people in all these war-torn regions, if you don't understand what they're going through, the reason you have an instinct to care about them and to want it to stop and to not want to have it being done in your name is because subconsciously and at an ingrained DNA level, you know what comes around goes around, and you know subconsciously in your spirit, in your gut, that if you don't stand up for the innocents being killed, it'll end up happening to you and your innocents. You don't want that bad karma, or what you call, you reap what you sow. You're God-fearing. What does God-fearing mean? It means you instinctively don't want to do bad, don't want to be involved in evil. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but your heart is right. Most people that are involved in different endeavors in government, period, are in it wholly to advance themselves personally, not realizing we've got to advance everybody in the final equation, or we all fall. All right, I'm done talking about that, but all over the country, it's not just in Washington, cities are now saying they're going to refuse to pay for Obama fundraising visit. That's spreading. We've got huge border news, huge Russia news, and more coming up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Our country is collapsing by design, and we've got the supposed commander-in-chief who's literally lowered our borders, funding al-Qaeda groups, shutting down our industries, devaluing our dollar, and he's running around shutting down highways in three or four cities a week, collecting money for the Democratic Party when he's not even running for re-election. while Dinesh D'Souza is facing prison time for getting five of his friends to donate money, which isn't even illegal, according to the lawyers I've talked to. And while they're persecuting the Tea Party, gun owners, 501c3 groups that don't play ball, to intimidate all the other churches to say nothing and go along. And again, if your preacher isn't speaking out against this, A, they don't know what the First Amendment's about. They've been intimidated. And B, they're a bunch of narcissistic Pharisee glitter bugs who aren't doing anything to try to change the world. They might as well go hang out with Benny Hinn. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, I've never talked about this on air, and I haven't read this in decades. But when I describe being God-fearing, it isn't like some type of servitude or slavery. It's like not wanting to do something bad in front of your elderly grandmother. It's wanting to be a good person, not wanting to be separated from the spirit of goodness. That's how I've always described it. And I was probably going subconsciously from reading the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit when I was a child. But Chris Jordan brought this into me, and it describes it absolutely perfectly. Fear of the Lord, wonder and awe with the gift of fear of the Lord, we are aware of the glory and majesty of God. A person with wonder and awe knows that God is the perfection of all we desire. Perfect knowledge, perfect goodness, perfect power, perfect love. The gift is described as a fear of separating oneself from God. He describes the gift as a fear, like a child's fear of offending his father rather than servile fear. This is a fear of punishment. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I think that says it perfectly. And even if you don't believe in God, folks, I have a fear of peeing in a public pool. Not that I'm going to be caught. I was in a public pool with my kids just the other day. And jump in, and I'm thinking, man, it'd be easy to pee in the pool. And I said, no, I'm going to get up and walk the 100, 200 yards to the bathroom, and I'm going to go to the bathroom there. And of course, I'm not being juvenile here telling the story. You've all done it. You look at most people, they're not getting up to go to the bathroom, folks. The point is, I don't want to swim around everybody's urine, and I know people are already doing it, but I'm not going to contribute to it. Now, a lot of you say, oh, I go ahead and pee in the public pool. And a lot of you out there know you do it. The point is that why don't you just crap in the pool then? Oh, well, you know, that would be really gross, wouldn't it? And everybody might see you then. Well, it's the same thing about committing crime, or the same thing being corrupt, or the same thing giving in to the New World Order. If you feel first you pee in the pool, well, next you're doing number two in the pool. And again, I don't usually use gross analogies, but it's the best analogy I've got. What if everybody went to public pools? Let's say Barton Springs. That's where I was at. Big natural spring-fed pool. I like to go there in the morning when it's not full of people peeing in it. But the point is that they've done studies on these so-called environmentalists where they're six times more likely, government study in Canada last year, to steal. There was another study out just last week out of England where leftists are more apt to steal and lie and cheat. And I'm not saying all environmentalists aren't real environmentalists. I'm a real environmentalist, a conservationist. But the establishment fake leftists, there it is, London Guardian. How going green may make you mean. Ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal. Another study. There's a whole bunch of them. That's London Guardian. EPA memo to employees, please stop pooping in the hallway. People say, well, why would they poop in the hallway? The toilet wasn't broken. It's fun for a leftist to poop in the hallway. I'm trying to explain this to people. I've studied them.
That's the Environmental Protection Agency, pooping in the hallway.
Well, if you read the full report, it's pooping at their desk as well, or pooping on other people's desk. And I'm not trying to be juvenile here, folks. This is what happens to a society in decline. The Japanese have always been known as the cleanest people in the world and into being honorable people. So how do the young people rebel now? They wear adult diapers and poop on themselves. That describes a nihilistic society at the edge of a cliff. who've been given so much power like spoiled kids, they don't care anymore, except these spoiled kids want to run our lives and start World War III. They are mentally ill fascists is what they are. We're going to talk about them when we come back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Okay, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Let me do this without getting stuck on one article. Let me try to go through basically most of the top stories before our guests start coming on. And I want to open the phones up specifically. Are you sick of more and more checkpoints, more and more highways shut down, not just when Obama comes through town, but when the Speaker of the House comes through town, when the governor comes through town? One time they shut down a bunch of roads when Vicente Fox came to town and had a parade of motorcycles for the criminal Mexican president. And I went out there and bullhorned him at point blank range, and the state police refused to arrest me because they'd lost lawsuits over it. Whenever I bullhorned at the gate and shut down the press conference of Vicente Fox, calling him a narcotics trafficker because he's clearly connected to groups that have been caught doing that. That video, by the way, is on YouTube somewhere. It's actually in my film, The Battle for the Republic, the short film, the extra to the DVD film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Now, before I go any further, without further ado, let's go ahead and start into the news here. The news I haven't gotten to yet that is so important. I'm just going to read you these headlines from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then when I get to the end of these six or seven stacks, I'm going to get to the top story that illustrates just how much trouble we're in. Feds urging paramedics and firefighters to help find extremists. And extremists are gun owners, veterans, people that don't like the government. They're actually telling them that that's basically a sign of terrorism. And so now they're spying on you when they're in your house. And, of course, now when you go to get health care done, they ask you if you have guns and won't render care until you answer under penalty of perjury. And they put that into a health department federal database. And they take your children into a room alone nationwide now, even if you have your own insurance or paying cash, and interrogate your children. Welcome to East Germany in 1962. And remember, it's not angels running all this. The average do-gooder doctor or whatever is putting you into a system where you are absolutely going to have your rights destroyed. You will be targeted. If you're a 15-year-old MS-13 gangbanger that came out in the news that kills a cop, you're going to be fine. They just waive all the child welfare laws for that. That doesn't matter. It's about you being targeted if you're an American. I don't care what color you are. So that article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be getting to it. Border Patrol agents, UN taking control of America's southern border. This story broke yesterday as the broadcast ended under the pretense of stabilizing and labeling them refugees, illegals refugees. The UN personnel are now working with DHS to ship MS-13 gang members into the U.S., says agent. And we have the same sources, and there's also another group of journalists that have got other sources saying the same thing. The UN's on record down there with observers. There have been UN observers on the Arizona-Mexican border for at least 5 years. Now they're in Tejas. And our own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, down there on the Arizona border yesterday, the video's up on Infowars.com, walked right across where there was a drug shipping house and went right through. I didn't tell him to do this, not just because I want liability protection, but I don't want him to get hurt. I don't even know if Biggs probably should have done this. He went right into the drug smuggling route area, went through the openings in the fence, and went and bought a taco. We're going to get him on the show. In fact, we'll probably get him on today. I love how he's wearing his Army uniform while he's out there. He's in the air right now. I guess they're flying to South Texas. All right, well, let's get him on tomorrow to get a breakdown of all this. So, reporter goes through open fence in Arizona, buys taco in Mexico, returns. And then shot video from the Mexican side. Here's the headline. Reporter enters Mexico via fence opening to illustrate border collapse. Pretty ridiculous how open the border is. Continuing, a human trafficker attacks South Texas game warden. Orchestrated border implosion encourages criminals to engage in risky illegal business. They're shooting at people, stabbing them, attacking them. And when border agents fight back and shoot back, they get indicted by the Justice Department. So now they just run. Now they just run. Here's another one. GOP in the House. Send National Guard speed removals. Rebuke of Obama's proposed solution to crisis on the southern border. Obama came out in Reuters today and said he's dispatching a team from the Justice Department and the Pentagon with a major general down to the Texas border to decide if National Guard need to be there to, quote, aid the refugees. And I told you where this was going on Monday when Rick Perry announced that he was going to send 1,000 National Guard down there. It doesn't matter because the Guard are going to hand the people over to ICE that then gives them a green card and buses them wherever they want to go on Greyhound. What has the Border Patrol head said, and the former head, and the head of the union, and the head of the retiree union? They've all said, quote, they're facilitating the end of the smuggling cycle. They have collapsed the border. They have ended the border. It's asymmetrical warfare. Those are all quotes, precise quotes you just heard. Precision, total asymmetric warfare carried out perfectly. That's a quote. Carried out perfectly. Yeah, Obama's not a buffoon.
We'd prefer not to. We'll let law enforcement officials do that. So we're going to deter by being present and fully visible. And then we're going to refer anybody who comes our way to law enforcement. DPS will be close by.
To then hand them over to the feds, who will then bust them into the country. And I'm not saying that the general that's over the State Guard is bad, or over the National Guard in Texas. Let's put him back up on screen. I'll give folks his name. I'm not saying maybe Rick Perry means well. I'm not, but I know what the end solution is here for Obama. That's just in the borders. That's Major General John Nichols, Texas Adjutant General. So that's the two-star general here over Texas. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the Army and the National Guard, the Army's not supposed to be running around in Indiana running checkpoints with guns. That's totally illegal, but it's going on. Regular Army. You know where the regular Army could be with Abrams tanks and helicopters? The border. That's what an Army's supposedly for. It's not to run around and arm Al-Qaeda. But, of course, it's not there. They will do, and by the way, 911 calls are at record levels of the illegal aliens. See, that committed a thought crime right there. That's what I'm called in Mexico. I'll call it that here. That's the term worldwide. They call the police with their cell phones to get picked up and taken and then given to ICE and then to get three hots and a cot and a bus ticket. Want to go to New York? Want to go to Indianapolis? Want to go to Seattle? Want to go to Dallas? Want to go to Albuquerque? Want to go to Sioux Falls? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Anywhere they want, vouchers with Greyhound. I can't get that. Again, this is a joke, people. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So all this is more nannies. Why don't we put the big red one? Why don't we put the regular Army brigades that are training to take on the Tea Party? What do you expect the military training to take on the Tea Party publicly? Their main mission, to crush gun owners. What would be their other mission? Bussing the illegals in. That's what it is. Well, they got the Army down there, the National Guard. They'll fix it. No, they won't. They will deliver them to ICE, run by Obama. House GOP and National Guard, speed removals. You can't, because ICE is in control, and the criminal president won't let the military do their job. I'll tell you who's going to be arresting you if you go over the Mexican border, and who's going to take you to a slave pit to then get your ID number and suck money out of your family. It's going to be Mexican Army. But that's okay. There won't be any news reports about them knocking your teeth out or extorting $100,000 over a year out of your family when you come back with dysentery or maybe die. There won't be any newscasts about how you were beaten to death, especially if you're a gringo. No. There won't be any of that, because you don't count. By the way, they beat Mexican-Americans, black Americans to death as well. I mean, Mexico is a hellish place now, especially in the north. Well, Raza's CEO, Chance USA, USA, made me angry in an interview. So, see, just hearing USA is bad. I agree. Don't wear your American flags. Run up white flags. Abroad, the beast migrants fear Texas crackdown after Perry sends troops to the border. Texas Governor, AFP reports, Rick Perry's plan to send troops to reinforce the Mexican border was enough to deter Salvadoran couple Edwin and Sandra, who decided to make a difficult trek through Mexico instead. The young couple, who are expected a baby in 6 months, are crossing the Mexico aboard an infamous freight train known as the Beast, which tens of thousands of Latin Americans hop on each year. Carrying two small backpacks, the pair had jumped off the Beast, actually a network of trains crossing Mexico from the south to the north, and say they'll now, I guess, try to get up here some other way. Because, hey, what do? You get pregnant, and then you go through Mexico, and you make the little payoffs on the way, and then you get here, and you're given a voter ID card and a driver's license, and then you vote to make me your slave. It's a very easy equation. Carrying two small backpacks, the pair had jumped off the beach, actually a network of trains crossing Mexico from south to north, to stop for the night in Christ the King, a shelter in central Mexico town that provides rooms to migrants hoping to sneak in the United States. Isn't that just special? Guaranteed Ford Foundation, U.S. government funded or church funded. The couple had been on the road for 18 days since leaving El Salvador, but they heard the news about presidential prospect Perry's move to send 100,000, or excuse me, I had a Freudian slip, 1,000 National Guard reservists to the already tightly guarded border. It's not tightly guarded. Listen to this bull. They decided to ditch their plan to cross at Eagle Pass, Texas, and take an 11-hour route. They're going to cross in New Mexico, they go on to say. And again, I'm not against these desperate people. I feel sad for them. But let me tell you, they're being brought in to crush this country and bring down the borders and will vote to take my guns and will vote to make me a slave. I was talking to a rock star who pays about 80% of his money in taxes one way or another. That's why a lot of rock stars and people just have stopped touring because they can't even make money. And folks tell them, well, 80% that you're paying, like that golfer out in California who complained and had to apologize, he's paying like 75%. 80% ain't enough. Now, Nicholson, you need to pay 100 like the middle class does in France. 100%. I'm sick of this slavery. Using our democratic system to bring in people to then vote to take my guns. And I told you this was coming. Again, General says guard to take observation role. We just played that clip, but they're going to observe and then help take the 911 calls to pick the people up in air-conditioned vans to take them to the Greyhound bus terminal. So, and, of course, to keep reporters from getting video of it. We've already had that go on. So that's what's happening. ICE has been begging for help. And sources say immigration agents believe the federal government is deliberately not giving them work. Yeah, they've been ordered to stand down. So that's a National Review article. It's a whitewash. Much worse than that. Pew Research report, nearly 90% of illegal immigrant children are teenagers. Migrant children are no-shows at Dallas immigration hearings. Dallas Morning News, oh my gosh, they get brought up there and get released out wherever they want. Oh, you're 11 years old, we'll just turn you over to some people you claim your family. Oh, you're 14 years old, we're just going to... And they're no-shows. The youths were among 20 from Honduras in the first immigration hearing on the thousands that have been brought into Dallas from El Salvador and Guatemala. They were set to appear in federal immigration court Tuesday for initial deportation hearings, but they weren't there. They just didn't show up. They're part of 100,000 estimated to have come in this summer. Almost none show up. And that's the few that get given hearings. They're saying it's a 5-year waiting list, basically. Here's another article. Woman unwittingly fed sheltered MS-13 gang member. Yeah, right. Gang member receives handouts for attempting to proceed further inside the U.S. Attempting? And it's all part of destabilizing the whole country. And Democrats out there hate the Second Amendment and libertarians so much and want full political power, they are all licking their lips. Remember 6 months ago we had Veritas Project O'Keefe on, James O'Keefe, and he got clips in like 8 or 9 different areas in Texas where they openly are bragging, we're opening the borders, the state will be blue, we're taking over. And I mean, it's an operation, period. And the mission is bankrupt the state. Just like California, get those guns, and they'll get them. It's their country. And they're using desperate people that can't even use, you know, the political system, don't even understand it. And it's, in every one of the clips, it was old white ladies up there just managing all, we're opening the borders. There's nothing but hardcore political opportunists who will get the political power out of this and manage the new political underclass. And that's the head of a major UC Davis department, Professor Hamamoto, who's been, you know, given Rockefeller Foundation awards and, you know, been part of that whole operation. An insider. That's what it is. And again, the Republican leadership won't say squat. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls right into the bottom of the next hour. And we have a special guest joining us. This is Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. I take it morning, noon, and evening. And everyone that sees me says, my gosh, you've lost weight. My gosh, you look better. And I already lost a lot of weight working out and taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com. Your purchase there supports the whole broadcast. But when I got on this Nascent Iodine about 10, 11 months ago, and then now on the X2 from the crystal source that no one else has, the 7 to 12,000 foot, they corrected me, 200 million year old. They're not even sure, but it's purple pure crystals. It's just unbelievable how much stress I'm under, what I do, the amount of sleep I get. I could not have done it without the X2. And everyone else that takes it, you know, my office is just blown away by it. This is not hype. If you'll just purchase your first bottle of it for $29.95, it lasts a month. The recommended dosage is take the challenge. I'll be surprised if you aren't blown away. We've got Super Male Vitality, and men, for your wives, girlfriends, the Super Female has been reported by friends, family. Shane Steiner's wife's going to come in and talk about it soon. It's just blown her away. And she already looks like a beauty queen. She's even more firm, lost more weight, looks younger. Shane says she's never looked better in the 10 years that they've been together. And I've known her for a long time, and I agree. The point is, Super Male Vitality, X2, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And get in on this.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
We're going right to your phone calls. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find all their different specials. We have a lot of preparedness items, not just high-quality, non-GMO food. Great customer service, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. You're crazy if you don't start getting high-quality, storable foods in this destabilized world. And you're crazy, in my view, if you don't spread the word about this broadcast, the podcast, the free video feeds, everything that's at InfoWars.com. Because we're just telling it like it is here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Erebus in Australia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for quite a while, been watching from the shadows, all that kind of stuff. I've noticed Australia has signed onto the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I do seem to recall a Some of Us petition, a whole lot of people throwing up a mad stink about it. And it does worry me. What does this mean for my country and the rest of the world that has signed those documents?
Well, our elites are so wonderful, and we're so free here in Western countries like Australia and the United States that there are 30 parts to that, and only a few of them have been leaked by Anonymous, which is probably Google, and that particular part of Anonymous. I'm not saying all of Anonymous is Google, but Google doesn't want internet restrictions yet because they're dominating the world right now with the free web. But insiders a few months ago leaked the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, but only the parts dealing with open web censorship, an end to free speech, web taxes, Chinese-style censorship. That's why the Chinese are signing on to it. We don't know what's in the other parts. They're reportedly even more nightmarish. But our president signed on to it. Your government's signing on to it, I know. And no one's allowed to know. Kind of like Bush signed on to the North American Union Agreement in 2005 at Baylor. There were photos of them signing the agreement, and they said it's secret. Well, we got part of it in the Banff Canada meeting a year later via lawsuits, and it said North American Union using border crises and other things to bring in a world government. So they created North American Union, Asian Union, European Union, and then bilateral agreements merging those, and then they tell the public, go to hell. You can't see the agreement. Doesn't that sound like authoritarian, autocratic tyranny to you, brother?
It sounds like absolute corruption, and I'll have you know, I'm the founder of a Sydney-based metal band called Deranged Humanity. Every lyric of ours is very much political. I think it's from one of our songs, Bleed Out Light to Black. There's a lyric where it's politicians waging war, bleeding out the foreign poor. Is this the way you wish to die, servants to the lie? And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
I mean, they just illegally spy on us. They just illegally put stuff in the vaccines. They illegally take blood at birth from Australia to here, all declassified for secret DNA databases. They just do whatever they want. It's a revolution by the political class and the corporate class against everybody. And they have us fighting over left, right, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. And again, it's a real fight because the Democrats in this country, and it's the same in Europe, have organized the minorities into a majority and have them trained on average to hate any liberty associating it with white people. So it's a serious situation, and I don't know how to turn it around, but thank you for the call from Australia. Anything else? You want to take us out to break?
I would love to say thank you for having me on, and it's been an honor talking to you.
Good talking to you. I want to go down under sometime. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in unlocking online gaming than they are in their wives. A serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. You want? He's.